The boundaries of theater and space and time will be pushed as a classic story makes its world premiere here in Stratford. Thomas Morgan Jones takes the helm of A Wrinkle in Time, adapting the classic fantasy novel written by Madeleine L'Engle in the 60s for the Stratford Festival's current season. The story follows a young heroine as she leads her brother and a friend across the universe to save their father, moving through time and space and jumping from galaxy to galaxy. Morgan Jones told Stratford Today that although there is a fantastic setting taking over the stage at the Avon Theatre, the heart of the story cuts right through that. There's a quote from Madeleine L'Engle, Morgan Jones said. We don't plan for the terrible things, we just try to love through them. For me, what the play is really about is love and the power of love and how young people can find empowerment in their own voice, but then also safety and inspiration in community if they can learn to give and accept love. That is not to say that the fantastic elements take a sideline. Morgan Jones called the show operatic, saying that the director and creative team have put together a huge show that is providing a visual and sonic and emotional feast. The show incorporates video elements to add to the intergalactic source material and is being scored by composer Deanna H. Choi. Although more limited than film, in adapting the work from the novel, Morgan Jones argues that the limitations of the stage is precisely what makes this version so powerful. We can't do what film does as well as film does because we're not supposed to, he argued. We have to find a way to use the languages of theater and the materials of theater to inspire the audience's imagination, to go as far as that or further. Khadija Roberts-Abdullah as Mrs. Who in the Stratford Festival's A Wrinkle in Time. Photography by Ted Belton. Morgan Jones had the opportunity to adapt the classic for the stage. The original is a hallmark of the fantasy and science fiction genres and beloved by generations of people. Knowing that, Morgan Jones said that it was moving to be trusted with that honor, but also exciting. Figuring out how best to keep the play active for the audience in the theater while still communicating the story, really exciting. It was really challenging, but I don't mean that in a negative way, like a really wonderful, muscular challenge. As part of adapting the work, Morgan Jones created a playlist on Spotify called This Is Wrinkle in Time. It was intended as a behind-the-curtain look at his process. Listeners would note that the soundtracks from the Netflix TV show Stranger Things and Denis Villeneuve's Arrival are featured prominently. Those works were inspirational for Morgan Jones and Choi, who is also the sound designer for A Wrinkle in Time. The Stranger Things music gives you a sense of the world. It gives you a sense of the dangers in the world, but it also gives you a sense of the wonder and the imagination and the fantastical. I think what we're going to be looking to do is to create our own version of that, for this world of this play. As he explained, music can do wonders to transport an audience. The play is primarily intended for youth and their families, though Morgan Jones assures that everyone can find something they like. Ultimately, he hopes that everyone can leave the show that flies by the seat of its pants better grounded in their own reality, and that youth can take comfort in that. I hope that they can feel less alone, Morgan Jones said. For young people in particular, I hope they can leave feeling empowered in their own voices. I hope people leave feeling really inspired by the possibility of theater and excited by the imagination that we present to them. A Wrinkle in Time begins previews today, Wednesday, at the Avon Theatre. Today's performance is sold out. It officially opens June 17 and runs until October 29. Tickets can be purchased at the festival's website. Director's Notes is an ongoing series from Stratford Today, featuring interviews with Stratford Festival directors, discussing their project, their scope, and their goals for this year's production. Related. Leslie Wade putting Stratford spin on Spamalot. Related. Kimberly Romperside's King Lear pits duty against desire. Related. Expect the unexpected in Anthony Simolino's Grand Magic.